I was duly sent off for an interview with Bill Griffin, who was the then personnel manager at Welling Department Store. I was lucky enough to be able to get a job at the store for the period where I would be in between leaving school and going to college. I was assigned to the cigarette department, which was situated at the entrance the store has, which goes on to the large roundabout where diagonally across is Waitrose or the Cherry Tree and the NatWest Bank. So it faces that particular area of Bridge Road. It was very convenient there because we had a lot of passers-by and they could come into the cigarette department without having to come through the main store. And there was also a bus stop outside there, so we got a lot of passing trade. It was a busy counter. We started really, once the store was opened, we were really very, very busy with people coming in on their way to work. We had our regulars who, and Miss Saxton, who was head of department, so to speak, knew what the regulars liked and could give them their cigarettes when they came in. In fact, they were almost ready off the shelf before they reached the door. And she was super to work with because she was so calm and gentle and a true lady, actually. She was so well-mannered and, well, you treated her with great respect because she was such a kind person. She used to have her tea out of a beautiful china porcelain cup in her little office at the back where all the supplies would come in for the counter, and we would refill and restock the shelves regularly. I can remember weighing out tobacco for the older gentleman who came in, one of whom was one of the gardeners who used to look after the gardens in Parkway. He came in once a week for his ounce of tobacco, shag tobacco. We sold Rizla paper for roll-ups and what have you. We sold the little machines for the roll-ups. We certainly got to know our customers very well. We were overseen by Mrs. Cassie, who I think must have been the chief cashier of some sort, because if you gave the wrong change and the customer queried what you'd given him, we had to stop altogether and the whole till had to be cashed up to check whether you had given the right change or not. So we were always taught to say to the customer had given us a 10 shilling note or a pound note or whatever, we would say a pound or 10 shillings and we would give the change accordingly. And we were always taught to put it on the top of the till rather than straight into the drawer, so that you knew that you'd given the right, had received the right money and you'd given the correct change. We had a very good canteen with nice food. I can't remember where it was situated now, but it certainly wasn't round about the Parkway restaurant. It must have been at the back of the store somewhere. And I remember delicious cream cakes for tea, and I had to be very careful because I'd have put on pounds. Opposite the entrance to the cigarette department counter, whatever, the customers would come through doors to get into the counter. But opposite there was a flight of stairs which led up to, I suppose, the first floor. At the top of the stairs was the travel department, which was run by Mr. Neeson. And sometimes his wife would be there. I'm not sure whether she helped him or whether she worked part-time, but I know she certainly outlived him. And going up the stair was a large board which had the names of the founders and directors of Welling Department Store, one of which was John Eccles. some of the favourite brands were certainly Players and Senior Service. And the occasional Craven Air. But when the menthol came in, they were quite popular.